ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। The Jnana Phalam is said in the 98th verse. What is the benefit of knowledge? Which means what happens to a wise person? It is said in 98th verse. Kshiyante chasya karmani.
Kshiyante chasya karmani.
Tasmin drishte paravare.
Tasmin drishte paravare.
Bahutvam tannishedhartam.
Bahutvam tannishedhartam.
Shrutya gītaṁ ca yat sphutam.
Shrutya gītaṁ ca yat sphutam.
See, why asya karmāni kṣīyante tasmin drishte parāvare. The tasmin drishte parāvare in Sanskrit language is called sati saptami. Tasmin parāvare brahmani drishte means when a person has the vision of the reality as one's own swarupam, in one's own mind, then he does not see the difference absolutely. Even though he sees the differences relatively, he does not see the difference. Means his difference as I am and this, I am a jivaha, this is the universe, and different from the Lord, that difference that for that person resolves. Because for him, everything is resolved. Thereby, what happens? He becomes free from, when he recognizes the reality as the Swarupam, as one's own Swarupam, as a result of which, he becomes free from all the karmas. Kshiyante chasya karmani, all the karmas resolve, which means, he becomes free from the sanchitam karma. He becomes free from agami karma. There's no agami newly accumulated for him. There's no sanchitam also for him. And even the prarabdha karma phalam, he lives with objectivity without being afflicted by the prarabdha karma. Why? Because he is free from the notion, I am the doer and I am the enjoyer. This freedom from the doership and enjoyership is possible because of this jnanam that I am Atma Brahma. Because in this jnanam, he is free from the doership, free from the notion I am the doer and the enjoyer, because he is no more identity with body, mind and complex as a limited individual. For him, I is no more identified with the body, mind and complex. I is not just the body, mind is complex, is subject to all limitations. For him, I is, even though I is not distant from the body, mind is complex, there is no I without the body, mind is complex. At the same time, for him, I is not the body, mind is complex. I is actually, for him, Atma, the consciousness, existence, Brahma. Such a person, therefore, no more doership, because identity with the body, mind's complex is not there. this absence of identity with the body mind's complex results in what now? He is free from the notion that I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. He is free from doership and enjoyership. Therefore, he becomes free from all the karmas. He does not give up, undo, destroy the karmas. He just is already free. There is no karma binding the atma, the consciousness anymore. You know, never atma was bound by karma. Therefore, for atma need not be freed from karma also. There is no real bondage for atma. There is no freedom for atma also. The bondage was only in the notion, I am the doer and the enjoyer. Therefore, the freedom also is only in the understanding that I am not the doer. Now, actually, atma is not the doer, not the enjoyer. Therefore, this jnanam results in resolving the doership and enjoyership, the wrong identity. The resolution of wrong identity results in the notion that wrong notions. Resolution of wrong notions such as I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. And resolution of wrong notions is what actually? Resolution of the karma. You have to understand this. Resolution of the wrong, in the wake of the knowledge. The wrong identity is resolved. Resolution of wrong identity results in resolution of the wrong notions that I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. Resolution of wrong notions results in what? Resolution of the doership and enjoyership. And resolution of the enjoyership is what? Resolution of the karmas also. Karmas. This is how he becomes free from the bondage of karma. Then, Bahutvam tan nishedhartam shrutya gitam cha yat sputam. Shrutya by the Veda Upanishads, it has been very clearly stated that all the karmas resolve for a jnani for good. It has been said here. Now we are entering into the 99th verse, it's a new verse. Uchyate gair bala chaitate. Uchyate gair bala chaitate. Tadanarthadvayagamaha. Tadanarthadvayagamaha. Vedanta matahanancha.
Vedanta matahanancha.
Yato jnanamiti shrutihi.
Yato jnanamiti shrutihi.
Okay, this verse says, knowledge itself is mokshaha. Jnanam eva mokshaha iti shrutihi. Knowledge itself is freedom. Now, even though we say knowledge is the means for moksha, initially we say moksha is the ultimate end and knowledge is the only means for moksha because bondage is caused by ignorance. Therefore, knowledge is the only means for moksha, we say, because knowledge alone can remove ignorance. And this, therefore, knowledge is means for moksha, we say, but still, knowledge itself is mokshaha. Knowledge and mokshaha are identical. They are not one happening after the other. The very knowledge is freedom. The Shruti says, because there's nothing needs to be done after the jnanam. What does it mean? When you learn about, when you read the karmakanda, understand the karmakanda, you gain the knowledge of subject matter of karmakanda, you know how to perform a ritual, what ritual you should perform, and to gain a given end, what ritual with what ingredients, how you should perform the ritual, etc. You know, gain the knowledge of performance of action. But that knowledge itself will not be effective, nor itself will not produce a fruit. The study of the Karma Kanda will bless you with the knowledge of know-how of karma, but the knowledge itself will not be effective and useful. What does it mean? After gaining the knowledge of Karma Kanda, you have to implement that knowledge in terms of performance of karma. Only then the karma will produce the fruit, thereby the knowledge will be, is now becomes useful. Like anything, even like swimming or car driving or any cooking, anything, whether you keep a recipe book and then learn the book thoroughly, what all the ingredients you need to put, when to put, how to cook, etc., you study. But after that gaining the knowledge, if you don't really cook, don't really put it, that knowledge into practice, that knowledge will not be productive, will not be of any use, will not create the phalam, will not give benefit. But whereas here in Vedanta Shastra, the study of the Shastra, Vedanta study, will result in knowledge, and that knowledge need not be followed by any performance of karma. Knowledge itself is moksha. Because the problem is caused by ignorance here. Bondage happens to be the problem, and samsara being caused by ignorance, the removal of ignorance itself is the moksha, which is the end benefit. Therefore, without undoing the parabdha karma phalam, without undoing sanchitam karma, without undoing the agami karma, without undoing the parabdha karma phalam also, one becomes just by knowledge, one becomes free from all these karmas. Means how? Because all this bondage of karma, that I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, I have punyam, I have committed wrong thing, the commissions and omissions in the part of oneself, I have done the wrong thing, I have done the right thing, I have earned punyam, I have earned papam, I have punyam, I have papam, I have parabdha, I have sanchitam, I am going through parabdha, I am accumulating agami, I had to get out this karma. All these notions are possible as long as one remains, one has identity with the body mind complex, as long as one remains ignorant of the self. Whereas in jnanam, very I itself will be resolved in consciousness. Then identity with the body mind complex will not be there. Therefore, there won't be doership and enjoyership. Therefore, without undoing any karma, parabdha, hanjitam, agami, all of them will be there, but they are not there for me. Therefore, the jnanam itself is what? Freedom from bondage of karma. But still, what happens here? Suppose there are other people of other schools of thought, like Vaiseshikas, Nayayikas, Charvakas, different people of different schools of thought, and all of them have parampara. Even Jains and Bauddhas, all of the Jainas and Bauddhas, all of them have their parampara. They also have, there are so many people in the parampara. So they also have their own philosophy, and they also have their own standpoint and view. And they are very powerful people. And all of them are but ignorant of the self. And that's why it's said in this verse, Uchyate Ajnaihi. We'll read the verse here. Uchyate Gnair Balat.
Uchyate
Ajnaihi Balat Uchyate. Ajnaihi means by ignorant people. Balat, forcefully, it is said. Uchyate, it is said. What is said by ignorant people forcefully? Ignorant means all those people, the so-called thinkers, the so-called laymen, all of them who do not, you know, accept the Vedantic teaching, and all the people of different schools of thought, different views, people have different views of the Atma, and all of them, by all of them it is said very forcefully. But what happens, you know, we have the twofold, suppose if what all of them said, even though all of, but still, even though all by all those people, it is the, all these, who differ from the Vedantic teaching, differently it is said, but still, what happens? Suppose if you do not say, knowledge has to be followed by some karma, after only then you will get moksha. If it is said, what happened? Then all of them, whatever has been said by the other people, will become, if it is not right, it is inappropriate. Suppose if it would have been right, what happens? Then moksha will not be possible. If moksha is not possible, if they say part of them will be there, even part of the one has to go through. No, which means one has to, the karma, karma has to perform after jnana. If one says, even after gaining the Vedantic knowledge, one has to perform karma for moksha. If somebody says, then moksha is not possible. Anirmoksha prasangaha means, there is a situation of moksha not happening at all. There will not be freedom at all, because you need the doership to perform action. And once you perform the action, definitely there will be karma, the palam. Once the palam is there, you have to be exhausted. For exhaustion, we have to be born again. Therefore, all these things will continue. There will not be freedom at all. And suppose if that is true, then the parampara, the Vedantic parampara which has been there, it also would have become redundant. Therefore, this would have created a problem. Then, the very Vedanta Matahanam, even even Vedantic teaching would have been contradictory. Therefore, if Shastram says after Jnanam you have to do something for moksha, the very teaching would have been contradictory, and even the parampara would have become redundant, and even the moksha would have been impossible. Therefore, he says, what he says is, anarthadvaya agamaha. Tada anarthadvaya agamaha. If we follow what others say, and there will be two things, two meaningless things. Anarthadvaya means there will be two meaningless such things, that is, impossibility of moksha and redundancy of parampara would have been there. Then, Vedanta Matahanancha. Vedanta Matahanam. Even Vedantic teaching would have been contradictory. The whole teaching would have been contradictory also. If we accept what others say, that jnanam has to be followed by karma. Therefore, to avoid these problems, the contradiction in Vedantic teaching, and to avoid this redundancy of parampara, and to avoid the situation of moksha being impossible, what Vedanta says, yataha, therefore Vedanta says, hey, you need not do any karma after jnanam. Jnanam itself is mokshaha. Jnanam iti shruti yataha, because jnanam iti shrutihi. Jnanam is the only means for moksha, says shruti. Jnanam itself is the means for moksha. That is said in the 99th verse. Let us go to the 100th verse. And with this, the topic, these other topics are over. See, 100th verse onwards, the rest of the verses, 146, I think, no? Mm-hmm. How many verses do you have?
144, yeah.
Okay. 100th verse onwards, for till the end of the text, We 45 verses talk about the Nididhyasanam only. Only Nididhyasanam. And here, before we enter into this 100th verse, we have to remember this, that Vedanta Jnanam, or knowledge of Vedanta, involves three steps: Shravanam, Mananam and Nididhyasanam. Shravanamanam and Nididhyasanam. So, these of the three, what is the most important three? Shravanam, Mananam and Nididhyasanam. What is the most important? Most important means what? What is the Angi and what are the Angas? What is Angi and what are the Angas? What is the primary, what is the most important thing, and what is subsidiary or secondary or supportive? We have to remember here. So Shravanam is the most important fundamental step, which is called Angi. Angi. Whereas this other two, Mananam and Nididhyasanam, are subsidiary or supportive or secondary sadhanas. Anga, angaha. See, Mananam is an angam, Nididhyasanam is an angam, whereas Shravanam is angi. Angam, angi indicates the importance. Shravanam being the primary step, and the secondary and subsidiary or supportive sadhanam, or steps are what? The Mananam and Nididhyasanam. We have to remember very carefully here. Why Shravanam is the Angi? Why other two are Angas? Because many people think we don't need to study the Shastram. Studying Shastram, Shravanam implies what? Studying the Shastram systematically, regularly for a length of time and with the help of the competent teacher is Shravanam, which is, which itself helps one to understand the central teaching, the core vision of the Shastram, which is very important. Why Shravanam is important? People don't need Shravanam. We straight away jump into meditation. And they mistake the meditation for contemplation. And they mistake the results of meditation, the samadhis, for enlightenment or jnanam and moksha also. The big confusion. A meditation, a discipline, a meditative technique, wonderful, which is a part of the eightfold angas. Eightfold ashtanga, one of the eightfold steps, meditation, that is mistaken for the meditation mentioned here in Vedanta Shastram, which is Nididhyasana, which is contemplation. And the result of that meditation, which is Nirvikalpa, Savikalpa, Samadhis, and Samadhis are mistaken for the enlightenment or Jnanam or Moksha also. In fact, Ashtanga Yoga meditation. Meditation, one of the limbs of Ashtanga Yoga, is a discipline. It's a technique for meditative technique for disciplining the mind, which will result in samadhi experience, which is fine, but which is not a moksha, which is not a solution for experiencing samadhi. Going through samadhi is not a solution for our problem of samsara caused by ignorance. Experience of samadhi is a nice experience you can have, like how you experience any, there's so many experiences which you like. They're beautiful, but any experience is time bound, and that you can have some pleasure of going through some experience. That does not mean that's the solution for your problem, actual problem of samsara caused by ignorance. But Nididhyasanam, contemplation, is also contemplation which alone will result in the assimilated vision of the reality as a self, which itself is freedom mokshaha, which is a solution which will give us the ascertained vision or ascertained knowledge of the truth, will result in removal of ignorance, which is our removal of samsara, the problem of samsara. Therefore, here what happens, he makes it very clear, the Ashtanga Yoga meditation is different and Nidhyasana is different, contemplation is different, that we have to remember here. And here, what is Shravanam? And Nididhyasanam is constantly dwelling upon the fact of one's own self, or the I, Swarupam of I being, Brahman, the Atma, the consciousness, existence. Therefore, the I, Swarupam of I, meaning of I, actually, is not the body, mind, sense complex. And body, mind, sense complex is as good an object as any other object in the world. And all of them are material. And actually the I, Swarupam of I, the meaning of I is pure, nothing but the reality, the consciousness, existence. And this is something which has to be understood and which has to be dwelt upon and which has to be ascertained. And this ascertainment or the vision of the self being consciousness, existence is the, alone will bring about the transformation. But what happens? This Nididhyasana is not possible. How can one dwell upon the Swarupma of the Atma, Swarupma of I, if one does not know what is the Swarupma of the I? To understand what is the Swarupma of I, one needs to have Shravanam. So without Shravanam, without having understood the consciousness being the Swarupam of I, distinct from the body, mind, and complex, one cannot resolve even the doubts one has. Even doubts cannot even rise once if the consciousness being the Swarupa, the Atma, is not understood. Doubts cannot rise, nor can the doubts be resolved. Therefore, the dwelling upon that clear knowledge also is not possible even without having done the Shravanam. So Shravanam is the Angi, important step, without which other angas, Shramanam and Nididhyasanam, are not possible. And one more thing, Shravanam, only even in Shravanam alone, knowledge can take place. We are very careful, okay? Since Shravanam alone, knowledge can take place. In meditation, Jnanam cannot take place, Jnanam does not take place. Please underline this statement. Only during Shravanam, only through Shravanam, only in Shravanam, knowledge can take place. Knowledge can rise. In meditation, knowledge cannot rise. Knowledge does not rise. Why? For the knowledge to rise, the instruments of knowledge must be functional or operative. In meditation, all the instruments of knowledge will be non-functional, including what? Your intellect also is put to rest in meditation. Operation of instrument of knowledge is not possible. See, without the operation of the instrument of knowledge, knowledge cannot rise. Nididhyasanam is only for ascertaining the already gained knowledge. Nididhyasanam is dwelling upon the fact which has been already gained, understood. Wherein there no instrument of knowledge is functional in Nididhyasana. Whereas in Shravanam means you are operating this instrument of knowledge called pramana prayoga. You are using the pramanam, you are using the shastram, you are operating the instrument of knowledge. And for this particular jnanam, your instrument of knowledge you require is shastram, and that is operated. Without the operation of any instrument of knowledge, no knowledge can rise. And even shravanam, for this particular jnanam, you are using the shastra pramanam, shastra as a means of knowledge, as instrument of knowledge. Therefore, it should result in jnanam. In Midhidhyasanam, you are not operating any of the instrument of knowledge, including the shastra. Therefore, knowledge cannot rise. Therefore, only in shravanam, knowledge can take place. Because only in shravanam, means of knowledge is operative, functional. Therefore, for jnanam, you need to, shravanam is the most important step. Hope you got it.
Yes.
And thereafter, we have this mananam. Okay? See, we have to, the shravanam gives rise to knowledge. Through the pramanam, through operation of pramanam, or instrument of knowledge called shastram, knowledge takes place. Knowledge rises. But that knowledge which rises itself will not give you the benefit. Why? Because the two obstacles which prevent the knowledge from giving the fruit, benefit. What are the two obstacles here? One is, the problems are at the emotional level and also intellectual level. At the intellectual level, there is an obstacle at the intellectual level, obstacle at the emotional level. So, to resolve the obstacle at the intellectual level, mananam is required. You resolve the problem or in the form of obstacle arising at the intellectual level, you need to use the mananam. And thereafter, you have to use the nididhyasanam to resolve the obstacle at the emotional level through nididhyasanam. So nididhyasanam will help resolve the impediment or obstacle at the emotional level. And mananam will help the obstacle at the intellectual level. So let us see now, what is the obstacle at the intellectual level? You study the shastram regularly, systematically, with the help of the teacher, and you do understand Aham Brahmasmi. But still, because of the long orientation, you do not become convinced very quickly. The conviction, it doesn't take place. There's a non-conviction is the big problem, an intellectual obstacle. Why we think, oh, Upanishads have been written by some people and you simply call them rishis, and it is what they say, and then I have to have my own knowledge, my own experience of the reality. No, I had my own experience. So it is their view. You think Rishi's view is Vedantic knowledge. You know, therefore it is, you are not convinced. And not only that, there's so many other people of other schools of thought, they also can confuse and they also can make you, they also can contribute for your non-conviction. You yourself are not convinced. And then even after gaining the knowledge, other people also can really be an obstacle for conviction. Which means, at least you can ignore, if you are convinced then you can, others' influence will not work on you. If you are not convinced, you will become a victim of others' influence also. Therefore, how can I, until I have conviction, I have conviction in my understanding of the Vedantic teaching, I have to ask, keep on asking questions. What is the reason for my non-conviction? Why am I not convinced? What is it which stops me from understanding this? What is that which really, really, what is that I am not convinced about? So that such questions will really help you resolve the problems at the intellectual level. Then it will help you to be convinced. So one has to be convinced by oneself. You know, whether others convince you, others need not. Others also may contribute for your non-conviction. If you are weak, if you are not convinced. So your own conviction is very important, and your conviction must be must happen only by your own reasoning, your own reflecting on what you've understood, and your own resolving all the doubts. Why? Then your own inquiry into your doubts will resolve your doubts, and you will have your own conviction. When you are convinced, even people of different schools of thought, whatever they say, you will say, if you don't agree with my vision, that's fine. I bow to your understanding. I agree your disagreement with me, non-agreement with my understanding. I agree, but at the same time, you will be convinced by your own vision. I mean, people of other views, will not become a victim of others' views. Which means they can't influence you to be non-convinced. Therefore, for one's own conviction also, one needs to question what does not make one convinced. And that will result, that is called what now? So resolving all one's doubts. Now, by even continuous listening, repeated listening, after having done Shravanam for length of time, one can re-listen. Agpunaha Shravanam. Paunapunyena Shravanam means repeatedly listening will help one reflect on one's doubts and then resolve one's doubts. Thereby one can become convinced. So unless one becomes convinced with the teaching, Vedantic teaching, the knowledge one has gained through Shravanam, one has to re-listen, or one has to dwell upon, one has to reflect on one's understanding, which is called mananam. So mananam is only to take care of the obstacle at the intellectual level, which obstructs the knowledge from being productive. Thereafter, this is okay. And apart from this obstacle at the intellectual level can be managed by mananam, resolved by mananam. What about the emotional problem at the emotional levels? See, emotional levels, in spite of having prepared your mind, practicing all those Ashtanga yogas, 8 limbs of Ashtanga, or even if you don't practice it also, by having studied Bhagavad Gita, having understood what is Antakarna Shuddhi, living life of Karma Yoga, having understood Antakarna Shuddhi, Antakarna Naisthalyam, mental purity, mental steadiness, Shamaha, Damaha, Uparamaha, Titiksha, Shraddha, Samadhanam, Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampattihi, dispassion, that Vivekaha, Vairagyam, the discriminative understanding of what is permanent, what is impermanent, and thereby understanding of limitations of everything in the world, thereby you understand what is discovered, dispassion towards everything else, thereby you have passion for knowledge, and thereby you have Shraddha and Shastram, and you have all sixfold, Shamaha, the mastery over mind, you manage your thoughts, you manage your emotions, you manage your sense organs, your mastery over senses, mastery over mind, all these qualifications required for jnana, you have, even though you've been practicing and you have gained it also, in spite of having gained the fourfold qualifications also, even after jnanam, one may have some sort of emotional problems which will be obstacle for the jnanam to be productive of moksha. Which means, you may think that knowledge does not bring, just listening, what happens? Knowledge alone will bring the transformation. So the study does not really bring about the transformation. Sort of, it's the study of the Upanishads is only make me an informed person. So the information does not bring about a transformation. So knowledge is required for transformation, because therefore there's no transformation. Then what is the problem? The problem is the emotional level. Even after having done the Shravanam, even after having the fourfold qualifications, even after having resolved the intellectual level through mananam, still one may have the obstacle at the emotional level. What is that? Suppose, for example, there's at the time of death, when you get very old, it's very natural for one, even then, I'm going to die. I heard all those things, I'm going to die. There's some pain. Somebody says you are useless. Finished. It may afflict a person so much. And there are times when your efficiency is compared to other people's efficiency. In all the situations, the smallness, in spite of all this, smallness will be triggered, which is a fundamental problem. And that is where, doesn't matter how others see, what others say, I am convinced, what is it? I am limitless reality, Brahman, the consciousness existence. In me, the whole prapancha exists. In me, everything exists. That understanding should be there. It is not that for you to talk, this jnanam. Nididhyasanam is what actually, what you have understood, the shravanam and mananam will result in clear knowledge, and you dwell upon the doubt-free clear knowledge, constantly being conscious of this clear knowledge is Nididhyasanam. Being constantly, continuously conscious of this clear knowledge of one's own self being Paramatma, Brahman, the consciousness existence is Nididhyasanam, which is the meditation, which is different from the yogic meditation, and there you need a secluded place, you have to go and sit in a place, you have to deviate, you have to be away, aloof, you have to be alone, all those things. Here it doesn't matter, you don't need to hide yourself anywhere. You can be wherever you are, but in your mind, you must be constantly conscious of the fact. You are simply cock and bull, not simply mere belief or something. You have understood the fact, and very clearly, And what you understood, you constantly, continuously conscious of the unwell, clearly understood fact that I am Brahma. Aham Brahma Asmi. There's no doubt is the Swarupam of I is consciousness, existence, Brahma, the reality in which the whole Jagat exists. Swarupam of I, the nature of I, the truth of I, the reality of I is Brahma, the consciousness, existence in which the whole Prapancha exists. In which whole Prapancha, when you say everything else is there, other than the Swarupa of I, the consciousness, existence, Brahman, nothing else is Satyam here, everything else is Mithya. I am Aham Brahma, I am the only reality, only Satyam. Everything else is Mithya. I am only Satyam, everything else is Mithya. And that I am, which is only Satyam, is consciousness, existence, Brahman. And everything else, including this body, mind's complex, is Mithya. This is the understood fact. Through Shravanam and through Mananam, you are convinced of the fact and you have resolved your doubts. You have no more doubt. You have clear knowledge of the fact. And one has to be continuously conscious of this fact, understood, clearly understood fact, which is called Dhyasanam, which is not an action, which is just being. That's why Dhyasanam is not doing meditation, it is being in meditation. Being in meditation is different from doing meditation. Yogic meditation is doing, and Vidhyasanam is, Vedantic is being in meditation, which implies you already have the clear knowledge of the self being Brahman, which you have gained through Mananam and Shravanam and Mananam. Therefore, Nididhyasanam resolves, emotion, problem, obstacle at the emotional level. Mananam resolves the obstacle at the intellectual level. Therefore, when these obstacles at these two levels are resolved, then there is what? Jnanam. With the obstacles resolved, results in moksha. Results in moksha means what? That jnanam is moksha. Obstacle-free knowledge is moksha. We will give the benefit, will be productive. Therefore, Nididhyasanam is very important. I explained to you what is Shravanam, what is Mananam, and what is Nididhyasanam in the context of the topic of Nididhyasanam, which begins from the verse number 100 and it will go on and till the end of the text. And here is a very beautiful thing. Whether we will be able to do today or not, definitely we will be able to do from the next class. In Ashtanga Yoga, the eightfold limbs, the yoga means itself, anything, any discipline, anything you practice as a discipline for disciplining the mind or for mental refinement is called yoga. Therefore, there are eight steps are involved. Therefore, eight limbs are involved. We call them Ashtanga Yoga. Eight limbed or eight stepped, discipline. Eightfold disciplines, which contribute for mental preparedness. It only contribute for mental preparedness. It doesn't contribute for jnanam. We have to remember, yoga itself means that which prepare, contributes for mental preparedness is yoga. If Ashtanga yoga means is eightfold limbs or steps of yoga, yogic practices, the practices, steps are only for disciplining the mind, for preparing the mind. That doesn't give you jnanam. Therefore, that is different. There, meditation is one of those eightfold disciplines, eightfold limbs, which contributes for mental preparedness, or which contributes for disciplining the mind, which is required for jnanam. Even that meditation itself will not give you jnanam. It is the shravanam, which is angi, which alone will jnanam. And that jnanam to be effective, to bring about the transformation in personality, it has the obstacles involved there should be taken care of. And those obstacles are at the two levels, intellectual level and emotional level. And the intellectual level should be taken care of by mananam. And the obstacle, the emotional level should be taken care of by nididhyasanam, which is a completely different thing. Therefore, and here he says, the Shankaracharya, Shankara Bhagavatpada here introduces 15 steps, 15 limbs, 15 steps actually. Like how in Vidyaranya Swami introduced the method of contemplation through the practice of samadhi, sixfold samadhis. Like sixfold samadhis, practicing sixfold samadhis was one of the methods of contemplation. Similarly here, Shankara Bhagavatpada introduces 15 steps, contemplation, practice of contemplation following 15 steps. A contemplation through the practice of 15 steps. So, that's what he says here. Tripanchanganyatho vakshe.
Tripanchanganyatho vakshe.
Purvoktasya hi labdhaye.
Purvoktasya hi labdhaye.
Taischa sarvai sada karyam.
Taischa sarvai sada karyam.
Nididhyasanam evato.
Nididhyasanam evato.
Okay. It says, three pancha, three means number three. Three in Sanskritam, in English also is three. Pancha means five. Angam means step. So, three pancha means 3 × 5, 15. Anga means steps. Therefore, three pancha anga, angani. Angam, angani. 15, three pancha, 3 × pancha is equal to three pancha. Three pancha is equal to 15. Angani, angam step, or angani steps. Tripanchangani athaha. Athaha. Atho means athaha. Athaha, thereafter. Thereafter means what? When, where after, now. Or when, now means when, now. Having talked about the importance of having made very clear in this context, the earlier itself he said, the different people of different schools of thought who also are very forceful in making you non-convinced. And you have your own problem of non-conviction also. And, okay, therefore what happens now? Well, it's very important for one to have the ascertained understanding of, ascertainment of one's knowledge one has through Shravanam. Therefore, ataha means now, hereafter, now, tripanchangani vakshye. Vakshye means I am going to expound. Vakshye, I shall explain, I'm going to expound now. I'm going to expound. What now? The 15 steps. For what? What is the purpose? For what purpose? He says, labdhaye. Labdhihi means attainment, and labdhaye means for the attainment, or for the accomplishment, for achieving. Labdhaye, for achieving, for the attainment, for accomplishing, purvoktasya. What is purvoktam? Purvoktam means what has been said earlier. What has been said earlier? That doubt-free, clear, ascertained knowledge, which itself is moksha. Doubt-free, clear, convincing, convinced, no, ascertained knowledge of the self being, the swarupam of I being, or Brahma, consciousness existence, that vision which itself is moksha. For that jnanam which itself is moksha, which itself is transformation of personality, for which purvoktasya hi labdhaye, for the achievement of that moksha, jnanam which itself will be moksha, for that I'm going to expound here now 15 steps. And following these 15 steps, practicing these 15 steps will become what? Will become the nididhyasanam, contemplation. Without knowing, you will be in contemplation, be in meditation, which is nididhyasanam. How? By practicing these 15 steps, understanding these 15 steps. Therefore, Taihi sarvaihi means what now? Oh, by all those 15 steps. By using all those 15 steps. Sada karyam. Sada means always. Karyam nididhyasanam. What should be done? Nididhyasanam has to be done. Nididhyasanam karyam. One has to be in contemplation. The contemplation has to be done. How? By following those 15 steps. All those 15 steps. By following the 15 steps, One has to be contemplative always. One can be contemplative following those 15 steps. Or one has to be contemplative by following these steps. First you have to say what now? One has to follow these 15 steps. All these 15 steps to be contemplative. Then thereafter you can say what now? Thereafter you can say, one is contemplative, following these steps. One becomes contemplative following these steps. Therefore, taihi sarvaihi sada karyam nididhyasanam evatu. So what are those 15 steps? We have to see in the next verse onwards. Now, so 101st onwards, we are going to see, it begins now. Let us see the first verse. Even only from the 102nd verse, actually, the 15 steps are beginning. We'll read this verse now. Okay, so here, let us see the 101st verse now. Nityabhyasad.
Nityabhyasad.
Rite praptihi.
Rite praptihi.
Nityabhyasadrite.
Nityabhyasadrite.
Praptihi.
Praptihi.
Nabhavet.
Nabhavet.
Satchidatmanah.
Satchidatmanah.
Tasmad.
Tasmad.
Brahma.
Brahma.
Nididhyaset.
Nididhyaset.
Jignyasu.
Jignyasu.
Shreyase chiram.
Shreyase chiram.
Nityabhyasadrite praptihi.
Nityabhyasadrite praptihi.
Bhavet satchidatmanaha.
Bhavet satchidatmanaha.
Tasmat.
Tasmat.
Brahmanididhyaset.
Brahmanididhyaset.
Jignyasu shreyase chiram.
Jignyasu shreyase chiram.
Now, he says, see, this contemplation, one has to be continuously, constantly conscious of the fact, understood fact of one's own Swarupam being Brahman for a length of time. Without losing sight of the fact one has understood. Because that alone will help one resolve the problems at the emotional level. Because from the deep, from your subconscious, or the mental preparedness, when you have managed your emotions before jnanam, before the Shaiva Shastra study or whilst doing the Shastra study, that help you to manage your emotional problems. They have not removed your emotional problems for good. So, this karma, living a life of karma yoga and practice of all those disciplines help you manage your emotional problems. So that they do not become obstacles for you, for your study or for your gaining of knowledge. That does not mean that emotional problems have been removed for good. Because subconscious mind, from the subconscious, they're always there and they'll be surfacing. If anything external, in the external world, anything triggers your smallness and then the fundamental problem which is already in your subconscious will surface. And one side you have understanding of the self being Brahman, and one side still there will be surfacing of the problems from your own subconscious. And such emotional problems can be tackled only by the practice of Nididhyasanam. They will put an end to these emotional problems. Which is really putting an end to very samsara. So here, therefore he says, Nitya Abhyasat Rite. Nitya Abhyasaha means regular practice. Regular practice means what? It's not an action. One has to be all the time continuously, constantly conscious of the fact, of clear understanding of the self being Paramatma, Brahman, the consciousness existence. One should never forget this. Never forget means what? One has to focus on attention. This is the fact I have understood through, I worked hard. Shravanam, I worked very hard to do Shravanam. I worked very hard for Mananam. And even Mananam also, repeated listening itself becomes Mananam. This repeated listening, I spent so many years of time to understand this fact. And so much I studied also. I understood this fact, I should not forget this. Therefore, one has like so many things we study, we understand, we know and we forget also happily. And here, not happily, helplessly, sometimes, the worldly problems in the world, our distractions, really create, our forgetfulness itself is because of the lot of emotional problems we go through. We have amazing memory power. At the same time, we can easily forget things because of our too much we worry. You develop the worst forgetfulness. Therefore, our own problem, emotional problems themselves will cause the forgetfulness also. Therefore, we forget things. Therefore, this one fact which I can't afford to forget, I have understood, I'm very clear, and it is the truth about the self. The whole problem is centered on I. The fundamental problem of smallness, even the smallness being centered on I, sense of inadequacy being centered on I is the problem. If I is not there, where is the problem? The smallness is centered on something else. This the problem of small, sense of inadequacy is problem centered on something else, not on I. Where is the problem for you, for me? There's no problem. The problem is the smallness, or the sense of inadequacy being centered on I is the problem. Therefore, it is very important for understanding, analyzing, inquiring into the nature of I. What this I is all about? What is this I? What this I is all about? There's nothing. The swarup, what is this way means? The way has to be resolved in H2O, no other go. So I will resolve choicelessly only in consciousness existence, which is Brahma, the only Satyam, the only reality in which the whole Jagat exists. Therefore, I am the reality, this is a fact, and this fact understood, reflected on, assimilated alone will help you resolve the problem. Therefore, Nididhyasana means, Kritya Abhyasana means, being continuously conscious of the clearly understood fact about oneself is Nitya Abhyasaha. Nitya Abhyasat is a panchami. Rite. Rite means without. Without being continuously, constantly conscious of the clearly understood fact about the sarupam of I, the self, being consciousness, existence, Brahman. Okay? Without being constantly conscious of the fact, so what are you going to continuously, what are you going to be continuously conscious of? Satchit Atmanaha. Sat Chit Atmanaha. So being conscious of, continuously being conscious of the Swarupam of the Atma being pure consciousness existence. Swarupam of the Atma. Okay, I'm repeating it. Nityabhyasat rite. Satchidatmanaha abhyasat rite means without being continuously, constantly conscious of the self being pure consciousness existence. Praptihi nabhavet. You know, accomplishment, praptihi, he means attainment. Attainment of what? Achievement. What is achievement here? Moksha. Therefore, accomplishment of moksha, you know, na bhavet, does not happen, will not happen. Okay. Which means the knowledge will not be effective. Jnanam, there will be aparoksha jnanam can be there, aparoksha anubhutihi will not be there. Which is the transformation of personality, which is expression of oneself being free, one reveling in fullness, oneself being free from limitations will not happen unless one remains, one's continuously conscious of the fact of oneself being Brahma. Therefore, tasmat, therefore, so what? Without nidhyasanam, moksha, transformation of personality is not possible. Moksha is not possible. There is no real accomplishment. It is incomplete. Therefore, tasmat, therefore, jignyasuhu. Jignyasuhu means what? Jnatum iccha yasya saha jignyasuhu. One who wants to know the truth of one's own self being Brahman is the jignyasuhu. Therefore, jignyasuhu, the real one who wants to know the truth of the self, truth of I, such a person. Shreyase. No, Shreyas means moksha here. The absolute good is called Shreyas. See, we have two words, Prayas and Shreyas. Prayas means, Prayas also is good, Shreyas also is good. But Prayas is relative good and Shreyas is absolute good. So if a given thing is good for a given person, in a given atmosphere, in a given place, at a given time, it is called praise. Like a headache medicine is good, is useful, desirable, acceptable. In fact, it is sought for a person who is going through headache. And now when he headache. Similarly, some woolen garment is sought by a person who is living in England, especially in winter when there is snowing all the time. Who wants sweater here in California? Okay, so hot here. Therefore, what about this sweater? That blanket or sweater or some rug, some cardigan, which is good or not? It is relatively good. It is not bad. Nothing is bad. Nothing in the world is bad. Vedic. In the vision of Veda Shastra, nothing is bad. Everything is beautiful. Everything is nice. Everything is divine. Everything is useful. Everything is good. But everything is what? Relatively good. Praise. But what is praise? So, a given thing is useful, desirable, enjoyable, acceptable for a given person, for a given group of people at a given time, in a given place, is called relative good. But that which is desirable, acceptable, sought by all the people, always, all times, everywhere, is the absolute good. Therefore, Shreyas is what? Absolute good. What is absolute good? Freedom, moksha. The fullness, the limitlessness, the happiness. No, limitless happiness, freedom from all limitations is something which is desirable, sought. All the people, always, everywhere, people of all times. Your absolute good is moksha only. Therefore, shreyas means moksha. And shreyase, for moksha, for accomplishing the absolute good in the form of moksha. In the form of what? Knowledge of Brahman. Knowledge of the absolute reality, Brahma. Chiram edidhyaset. May one should meditate or one should be contemplative for a long time. One should be contemplative. May one be contemplative. Nididhyaset means may one be contemplative. How long? Don't ask 1 or 2 days, 3 days, 1 week, 1 month. Long, for a long time. For a long time means how long? As long as all your problems resolve. So my problems may not resolve until my death. Until your death you continue. And even after death also you come back and you continue the same vidhyasanam. Doesn't matter how long does it take. It may take very quickly also. It may happen very quickly. But which means, is contemplation, see, until once this emotional, intellectual, until emotional problems resolve, one has to be contemplative. The being contemplative will help one resolve the emotional problems. Therefore, one has to, he hasn't started talking about the 15 steps. He only simply says, before he will entering this 15, starting his 15 steps, he just insists that it's very important for one to be contemplative and for a long time, for a very long time, and for accomplishing the absolute good of moksha. What is moksha here? Moksha is, in fact, moksha is nothing but seeing one's own swarupam being Brahman, the conscious, limitless reality, consciousness, existence. For you, I means, like wave means water, the H2O. I means limitless reality, Brahman, the consciousness, existence. That is what is shreyas. That's what is moksha. And for the one to accomplish that, one has to be contemplative. Therefore, jigyasuhu, the one who wants to know, may the one who wants to know the truth be contemplative of one's own self being pure consciousness existence for a long time for resolving the emotional problems, thereby to revel in fullness. And without contemplation, this moksha is not, there is no moksha accomplishable. It is not possible. Then what it is? Nitya abhyasadrite praptihi nabhavet. Moksha praptihi nabhavet. Attainment of moksha is not possible, will not happen without vididhyasanam. Please understand the difference between contemplation and meditation. What meditation can give, what meditation cannot give, and what is nididhyasanam. Nididhyasanam is only an angam which should follow the angi, other angam called mananam, and which should follow the actual important step called angi, the shravanam. Okay. And here in Nididhyasanam, you are not gaining the knowledge. You are reascertaining the already gained knowledge. And reascertainment of knowledge is possible only if you have already gained knowledge. And gaining of knowledge is possible only through, only if the instrument of knowledge is operative and functional, for which the operation of instrument of knowledge is possible only in Shravanam. Our Shravanam is the most important Angi Sadhanam. Manam and Nididhyasanam are Anga Sadhanas. Anyway, therefore, he again emphasizes the importance of Nididhyasanam in verse number 101. And from the verse number 102 onwards, he is going to start the steps. Okay.
Swamiji, may I ask a question? It's now 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Can I just
ask a question? Yeah. Stop me here now. You can ask the questions.
Okay. It is to do with the yogic meditation.
Yeah.
And I still have a lingering doubt about that.
Yeah.
You said very clearly that the yogic meditation cannot give a moksha because there is Shravanam is not present. There is no pramana, which is the
meditation
shruti.
Cannot give you jnanam, first of all.
Okay, cannot give jnanam. Can you just be a little bit more about that? Because I've got this very strongly held idea that yogic meditation will give me jnanam. Why can't it? Because is it really the case that the jnanam is only possible through hearing the shruti? Intellectually, I suppose that must be so, but I need to hear it again. I need to hear you say it again somehow.
And that is why I said, when people say meditation is the only way, they mistake, that's what is, contemplation is the meditation, isn't it?
Yeah.
Contemplation is meditation, but meditation is not contemplation. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay. That contemplation alone will result in moksha, because by resolving the emotional problems, I said.
Yeah.
So contemplation is what? It's contemplation or meditation, whether it's a yogic meditation or Vedantic contemplation, both are mental activities wherein jnanam cannot take place. In contemplation, you're only reascertaining the already attained jnanam. You're not attaining jnanam in contemplation.
Okay.
Is it clear?
Yeah.
In meditation also, you cannot attain jnanam. Even not only knowledge of the self, even knowledge of anything else also you cannot gain. Why? Because in meditation, you're just focusing attention on a given thing.
Yes.
Only one thing. See, meditation or contemplation itself means what? The object of your attention, focus of your attention is only one thing. Only then you can call it meditation, isn't it?
Yes.
Your object of attention, see the attention is focused on more than one thing, you cannot call it meditation. The attention of the mind when you focus on only one given thing, then it is called meditation. That's fine. When attention is totally focused on the object of meditation, the attention of the mind is not available for the operation of any of the means of knowledge.
True. But people say, when the mind is focused on just this one thing, then something spectacular happens and one understands.
That can happen because it cannot eliminate the ignorance. What happens is, when the attention is totally held by one object, the maximum it can do is, it can, all the thoughts will resolve. One by one, all the thoughts will resolve. The mind will become completely silent mind. silent mind does not make you achieve the silence. Mind becomes silent. Mind becomes quiet because all the thoughts become put to sleep. That is what happens. When all the thoughts resolve, then there is stillness of consciousness. There is no disturbance. But consciousness is always still. The disturbance does not really disturb. The mind remains quiet means there is still ajnanam is there. That putting the thoughts to sleep or making the mind silent will not resolve the problem of ignorance. The ignorance continues to be there in silent mind.
Yeah,
therefore, in silent mind, there is experience of bliss. In samadhi, you are blissfully ignorant. Are you are ignorantly blissful?
Yes.
Okay. Therefore, it's a solution. Suppose again, there's no jnanam. And the operation, if the sense, when the attention is totally focused, but attention is not available for the operation of instruments of knowledge. When the instruments of knowledge are not operative, non-functional, there cannot be jnanam. Knowledge cannot rise. Knowledge does not rise. It cannot eliminate ignorance. The ignorance that is not eliminated, the ignorance caused problem will continue to be there.
Okay. Then one.
Therefore, you are there. You can be. Meditation will help you silence your mind, make your mind silent. And as long as you that which is an experience, and the experience is very desirable and a really nice experience. Like watching a television is a good experience for some time. It helps you forget yourself. Anything which helps you forget yourself is a good experience, isn't it? Anything which helps you forget yourself is a desirable pleasure experience. But it is not a solution for your problem. I'm not denying that you will, the fact that you would be blessed with an wonderful experience of bliss for some time. But if you can remain in that experience for hours and hours and days and days and years and years and years, and then there's no problem, you can be in that experience. But still once the stomach becomes hungry, then you will be disturbed from the experience. You have to get up and you have to go and eat. If you are thirsty, the physical problems will come and biological needs will push you, disturb that enjoyment of that pleasure, and you'll be disturbed and you'll come back.
Yeah.
Experience will go.
Okay. Thank you.
He heard about even great people, great yogis whose samadhi, the state of samadhi, power of samadhi was such, they were not even disturbed by their hunger and thirst. Such great yogis also were there. Even those such great yogis say, still it does not solve the problem. My problem continues to be there. There is a solution for the problem. Therefore, Ashtanga Yoga, the yogic meditation is very beautiful. One can practice only to silence the mind, but only to manage and steady the mind. But it has that mind has a tremendous power of listening and grasping, and that mind should be used. The disciplined mind. That's why upasa nishitam. This practice of meditation helps the mind sharp and steady. Then that mind will be used for studying shastram. Then shastra jnanam will be grasped like anything. That is why we do not look down upon the practice of meditation. It is very useful and very important also. But we should know the limitation of it, and we should know where to stop also meditation. Sometimes, people become, that's like some children, when we give some cough syrup, very, very sweet, okay? And then they want more. You can't, just because the child likes the sweet cough syrup, you can't, even if the child becomes all right from cough, You can't be giving the drug all the time, only for as long as the cough goes, cough is you have to give. When the child is relieved of the cough disease, then you have stopped giving the, even the, because the bottle is big, you can't go on giving. You have to stop it. The same drug, the relieving drug will become a poison for the child. Similarly, the meditation, you have to use it. Once it is very nice, the experience is very nice experience. Again, you want to go, you want to, when people want to escape in that. Why? I want to meditate, I want to meditate. Why? You like it because it helps me, it's like it's addiction. It's typically like how drug addicts or the people are given to this liquor and all of them. One, they're given to the habit of drinking. And the more they booze, the more they can forget about themselves. And it's addiction, because it helps, it's a pleasure. Anything which helps you to forget yourself is a pleasure. And it's a subject of pleasure. And you get addicted to that. So people, there are many people who in the process of practicing meditation, they get stuck with meditation. And they're not able to come out of that meditative practice. And they like it. And difficult for them to come out of it also. And they will never listen. And they will not come to Vedanta. That's why very careful. You have to practice meditation means you just only to take care of a little, you to manage the unsteadiness and restlessness of the mind, practice some meditation. But just then, once you're okay, then keep your hadi. Shravanam is more important. It is shravanam, 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 shravanam will become mananam. Shravanam will become vidyasam also later on.
Very good.
So important.
Thank you. Thank you. Excellent.
Any other question?
Very, very clear. Beautiful.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.